This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is August 9th, 2015. Today's podcast, we're getting everybody ready for football season. This is part two of our epic quarterback steakhouse comparison, which is podcast number 62. This one is the quarterback coach steakhouse comparison, which is a remix to the original quarterback steakhouse comparison. Everybody who don't know, last podcast we had Mr. MOB and Calhoun on for that. So it's the same thing. I brought back Mr. MOB and Calhoun to give a real high-level view of the quarterback steakhouse concept, or the whole steakhouse concept in general. We basically, it's a tiered system. So instead of tiering things in tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, tier 5, we tier things in steakhouse groups around Atlanta. So pretty much the highest tiers like Bones, Morton's. Then we go from there to Houston's, to Longhorn, to Golden Corral, to School Lunch. And that's how we kind of tier everything. And so you can imagine, the School Lunch is the worst tier. Bones and Morton's is the best tier. And so we'll talk about that a little more. Before we get into that type of talk, because what we're going to do when we rank them, we're going to give the coach a grade and the quarterback a little grade and say why they got in that tier. But before we get started with that, first off, how everybody doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to be on the show. You know how it is.
Can't complain. Can't complain. Here with my brother, so I cannot complain.
We were trying to come up with concepts for taking away the first quarterback steakhouse comparison. I think we all enjoyed that. That was some real fun talk.
I think so.
I think one of the main takeaways from that is how little. So I think we can talk about that. So quarterbacks from last year pretty much in the same group. So the Peytons, the Breezes, the Bradys. They're all in this. They still in that same tier.
I feel like they all still in that same tier, but some of our little banter we had for the other guys, that switched a little bit. Some people are clear cut in a different tier, and some people, you know, the one we had to argue about, now I think we don't really have to do too much arguing about.
For instance, Andrew Luck is in another tier.
So he's in that Bones Morton's group.
With well, them he's now. Higher. He's not Bones. He's still not that fourth.
Yeah, that's what yeah, I would
he,
go.
He's went.
I would go ready to say him for sure. Yeah. Andrew Luck is.
Yeah, he's
he done stepped same. Up. I don't know
stepped up.
How you step him up or where you. But he's not the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, he's not in that same.
So in our steakhouse comparison.
Longhorn, I think.
Nah, we had him in Houston. Remember, we had him and Cam. Basically straddling that Longhorn Houston line,
so well, we can put both of them. We can put, but we could they can transcend.
So they both is clearly in Houston's.
Clearly,
look, maybe could knock on the could sneak in the back door to the Bones Morton.
Yeah,
yeah, I would agree.
And I think Russell
and
Wilson
you look knocking right behind the big dog. I'm right here, and they closed the door, but he got his feet right in the door. Like they trying to shut him out, but
he nah, might can get in.
Nah, you know, what, nah, you know what it is. Oh, we're not shutting any more customers to sit down. So I'm coming back like, no, I know him. He can sit down. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. He can go in and order. He can make his order.
And the other people who move
Cam
up and down.
Cam is definitely in that next tier now. He's in that Houston's tier. He's in that one tier away from them. Now, I wouldn't put him directly in there.
But he's clearly in Houston.
But he's clearly
in Houston. Like we just said, he up there with them. Now, Andrew Luck, somebody can be like, hey, no, let him in. But he can't have a plus one. He can't bring Cam in there with him.
Andrew Luck can get
in there. If he can get in there, he in there. But he can't say, oh, yeah, let my boy in too. No, Cam can't get in there just yet.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because we talking about just that one group. Let's finish the rest of them before we get started with the good stuff. Any other people who moved up or down? Just in groups in general, who you say he's moved up a group or down a group in general? Because I have one who's
Shane
moved.
Cutler's
that's the one I was going to say. He's moved down. That was down. Who was on my. I think we had him in Longhorn last time.
He's sack lunch. You know what he is.
Cafeteria lunch.
He's not even school lunch. He's a sack lunch in the county jail.
He down.
He's out of
there. He ain't down. He down.
He out of there.
Is Longhorn then school? I mean, is Longhorn then go to Corral then school lunch?
And I'm telling you, he's not school lunch. He's sack lunch in the penitentiary. He's not even school lunch. He's trash. Him, Andy Dalton, put them down there together. 100 men, put the money in the bag.
He was trying to sell to Andy Dalton last time. Andy Dalton got to go.
Can we stop right now for Andy Dalton? Because we talked about this. Because I don't know if this podcast is going to get released, but we talked about quarterback and race relations almost. Something to that effect. And one of the things was, Andy Dalton is such a conundrum because they win in spite of him. That's one of Calhoun's favorite terms. They win in spite of him. But he wins. So, like, if you look at his career record is probably some shit like 35 and 14 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know his exact record, guys. But
he's a motherfucker. He's
been in the playoffs every year. They lose in the first round every year.
But in spite of, his team is just that good.
So I think for me, at that point, to your point, Mr. Moby, I think the winning kind of fooled me with him or whatever, thinking he can't be that bad if they're winning. But he's that bad because he's the ceiling for them. He's the cap that stops that water flow. You're like, where's the water stopping up at?
Yeah.
It's him. So I can't agree. He needs to go down. I would put him in the school. I don't want to Golden Corral. I think school lunch is a little too low for somebody who is winning. But Golden Corral sounds good to me.
I think
who for Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
Oh no, without a doubt, he's sack lunch too. No, he fucks it up, and in spite of they win. That's why they're not going anywhere. Andy Dalton fucks it up, and they win. If Andy Dalton was Marcus Jackson, he would be a nigga. What would he be?
Oh, this goes back to that point on the quarterback race relation thing.
But you know what I'm saying right here? Andy Dalton is that much trash. Out of all the starting QBs, you don't even say in the playoffs, out of starting QBs, he's bottom five.
I won't go that far.
We can go that far.
We're not going to do a whole lineup because we're doing a specific type of podcast.
Watch when we do this. Watch when we do the Steakhouse Repairs and watch where him and Marvin Lewis, watch where they stack up.
So,
and I guarantee you, it's bottom five.
So, we can agree this is going to be a fun concept, right? So, we all like the Steakhouse Comparison thing. You said Jay Cutler, somebody who moved down, Andy Dalton. Mr. Moby, do you have any other names who need to move up or down in your group? Or anybody who the jury is out on this year? This is their year to either go up or down.
RG3
is
yours. Stiller, but that ain't who I was going to go with. I was actually going to go with somebody out of that division. That was going to be Tony Romo, and I was going to go with Phillip Rivers.
I disagree with both of them.
Phillip Rivers just can't keep staying one tier under the top dog or whatever, but you ain't winning. You ain't winning. You ain't making the playoffs. You get knocked out. Phillip Rivers somewhere, you're going to have to follow Phillip Rivers. Now, his team not that good. Now, Tony Romo, yeah, I feel like as good as your team is, that's it for y'all. Something need to happen to you if they don't make the playoff. I don't know if Jerry Jones need to cut him. Something need to happen with Romo. And something need to happen with Phillip Rivers.
I disagree vehemently with both of those.
Why?
They're way too talented. They're too good of quarterbacks. Tony Romo is not going anywhere. You're talking about a $100 million man.
And no, Rivers, I understand. I understand that.
Their talent level is too high. There is no hot seat for neither one of those. They're going nowhere.
No, man. I didn't say. We're not talking about hot seat.
We're talking about moving up and down.
They're in the same spot. They're still the same production.
I think that's the point Mr. Moby saying. That's production saying. All aside, it's about wins and losses at the end of the day. Isn't that what you're saying, Mr. Moby?
Yeah.
Only one team win it all.
But even then, they aren't. Phillip Rivers is still borderline. Maybe he make the playoffs. Maybe he don't.
Maybe he make it. Maybe he don't.
He makes the playoffs.
Tony Romo the same way.
Same way.
They haven't went both two. It's not like you could pin Tony Romo in the playoffs. Either one of them in the playoffs. You can't do that. And so I think with the Bannons, the Rodgers, and the Brady's of the world, even with the Breeze before their recent troubles, you could do that. I had a name so we can go on and switch to the thing. I think for me, a person who I'm watching for is Tannehill. I think he's the person who. I don't even know if we did him in the quarterback Steakhouse Comparison last year. He was so
we did, and he was trash.
He probably was in with the Golden Corral.
Ryan, yeah, Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Ryan. Ryan. He didn't even go to Corral. He was Ryan.
Yeah, so you're right. But I think that with this new $100 million quarterback, with the emphasis Miami is placing on money, or whatever, and putting giving him $100 million and winning. I think he's the quarterback who, this is the year they know if they can go forward with him or not. This would be what, I think his fourth year in the league, been the other 3 years. This has to be a make or break. I think RG3 for different reasons. I think Tannehill is being healthy, but at some point you have to make it to the playoffs, right? He hasn't never made it to the playoffs. It has to be great at some point. So for me, all that to say, Tannehill is the guy I'm watching who can either take that step up or down. Because at this point, you can't just keep spending money and not knowing what you're going to get. So for me, Tannehill is the quarterback who can move up or down. So, like we said at the beginning, we have the quarterback-coach steakhouse comparison. So, we did the quarterbacks, and the quarterbacks are a key part of the team. But a missing part of this equation is the coach, because you can have a Matt Ryan running the show with a Mike Smith as a part of it, and you're only going to go so far. And on the flip side of that, you can have a Pete Carroll with a Russell Wilson, and you can go further than people would expect you to go.
And you can have a Tom Brady with a Bill Belichick.
And, you know, that's a win-win combination. But to go on, let's go on and get started, everybody. So we're going to start quarterback, coach, out steakhouse comparison. We always go from the best to the worst, the high tier to the low tier. So let's go on and start off with the Morton's tier, Morton's and Bones tier. For people who don't know, Morton's, Bones are some of the best steakhouses in Atlanta. They let you pick your own steak. Premier exquisite experience. The best of the best cuts of steak. So also the premier place in the South to get a steak. So when we talk about this Bones and Morton's group, of course, this is the elite of the elite. So let's start off. And like I say, what we're going to do when we name a team with a coach and a quarterback, we're going to give them both a little grades. And we're all going to throw out why. So coach quarterback, we can start off with the gold standard of it, Brady Belichick.
Morton.
Yeah, they Morton's. Morton's Bones. What little grade? A plus for both of them, right?
A plus.
A plus. Well, I still don't know between, who deserves more of the credit to you?
It's 50-50.
So you don't give neither one on more of the credit. So
both.
20 years down the line, we just saw the Hall of Fame game.
Both
last
of them
night.
Go in at the same time.
They go in at the same time. Who gets the most credit, D? It could be a Calhoun say neither one. The way the one I'm getting most.
Belichick. Yeah. Matt Castle went 11-5, but both.
So it's 50-50 credit, D.
Exactly.
Okay, they both A's. So let's go on to the next team. Throw out a team.
Denver.
Peyton Manning is the quarterback, A+. The coach now isn't John Fox, is Gary Kubiak.
Who's a good, what is he, a C? A D maybe? Because he didn't do nothing with the Houston Texans.
Go, who's in that group? Who?
Sean Payton and Drew Brees also in there.
I would say A. Rodgers.
That's Mike, what I was thinking. Sherman. Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy, yeah.
So I say Aaron Rodgers. We agree Aaron Rodgers. I would say I'll give him an A-. What grade would y'all give?
A+.
I'll give him A+.
I'll give McCarthy a B-.
I give McCarthy an A+.
McCarthy's the reason they lost in Seattle.
McCarthy have key challenges, key calls. I go with McCarthy.
So you give both of them A's?
Yeah.
A- for McCarthy.
A+ for Rodgers.
You don't get a B.
I give him a B.
Good call on that. McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I was thinking of, like, as we tiered it.
After them, I got to say Sean Payton and Drew Brees. They're like one mind.
Well, yeah, even though we're not going in order, it seems like that's almost the way we're looking at it, but I sure wouldn't go with Peyton and Kubiak.
And so this is the fun thing. What I'm saying. This is the fun thing about it. The coaches had a different dynamic that'll give you a better overall view of the team because last year Peyton Manning was in Morton's Bones. Right. He might not be in Morton's Bones.
Yeah, I spoke real fast on that. I gotta say,
because I have two more people off the top of my head before we get to Peyton. What grade would you give Sean Payton and Drew Brees?
I give Sean Payton an A, and I give Drew Brees an A.
I still got to give Drew Brees an A+. And Sean Payton an A.
I agree with Mr. MOB. I give Drew Brees an A+. I give Sean Payton an A. Now, a team I'm going to throw out there. I'm going to throw two teams out from the same division. One is Pittsburgh.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I got to throw Pittsburgh in.
You got to go Ben and Thomas. You got to. You got to. They don't want the Super Bowl together.
I'm not even that. They won the Super Bowl together. Tomlin just kept that ship straight for the most part. The only reason they don't The only reason the next two teams don't make the playoffs every year is because they're all in the same division.
So who you what you giving Tomlin?
I give Tomlin an A minus. I give Ben a B minus.
What you giving him?
I give Ben a B, but I give Tomlin a B plus.
I give Ben an A and I give Tomlin an A.
Thank you too, Lane.
I love Big Ben and what he does. He was less than 100 yards away from 5,000. Did they go to the playoffs?
Yeah, all three of them teams went to the playoffs in that division.
With Mike Tomlin, they was hurt, and there was this and the other. Pittsburgh's only had three head coaches in their whole existence. They pick it right, and they pick it right the first time.
I think they work with you, too. But go ahead, Mr. MOB, make your point.
No, mm-hmm. I want to say something about Big Bird, period. And Big Ben, he not top-tier quarterback in the NFL.
He's wrong.
Big Ben got to go into
– You don't win two Super Bowls not being it.
But, isn't just the quarterback. It's the coach, too. So, the coach can pull you up or drag you down.
But you're wrong either way.
But I think they fly even keel.
So, you think Tomlin's – whatever grade you give Ben, you think Tomlin's the same grade.
And you think they're both a what?
I said I gave Ben Roethlisberger a B-plus and Tomlin a B.
I say Tomlin's an A-minus and Ben's a B-minus.
I don't think Tomlin just can scheme and adjust it.
Wrong.
No, because he don't.
His assistant head coaches are head coaches. His motivation is
undeniable. To do what?
To win. He got a Super Bowl, don't he?
I think Tomlin's just a great motivator of men.
Which is what your head coach usually is.
He got a Super Bowl. But get what? Now, this is what I'm saying. When you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and your defense start to wither and get older and your player, let's see what you do now.
That's GM shit.
No. This be a Belichick shit. When your team, you lose players, you lose coordinators, and you still won the Super Bowl.
But see, that's why he's number one.
That's why they grade can't be that close. They grade can't be an A-plus. And an A?
I got an A and an A.
I think you're too lenient on the grades.
I might be Pittsburgh.
Okay, so
why this cup? I'm a Pittsburgh fan.
Let's use this analogy. Last year we said it was four, and the two people who were jacking somebody did to get in, right? So we'll put it like this. Mike Tomlin may have to wait in line, and they may have to look and see if they got a table.
When you think about quarterback, no. When you think about,
I mean, it's a group, so it's not just Mike.
Wait,
it's a group.
When you think about head coaches in the NFL right now,
he's a gold standard.
He's gold. Mike Tomlin's not waiting in anybody's fucking line to get nowhere.
Him and he's what motivation is what Sean Payton is to X's and O's.
Exactly. So let's just keep that there. Top five coaches in the NFL right now. Mike Tomlin's one of them.
Anybody can throw out another? I have another team I was going to throw out.
I got one more. Eli, Tom Coughlin.
Not at this level.
They got two rings. And they got two rings.
I was going to say Coughlin a better coach than Tomlin.
Nah, but they got two rings together. So fuck what you thinking. Eli and Tom Coughlin, they in this top. In this courthouse, in this state.
I would put them. They going to be somewhere, but I couldn't see them in the...
Tom Coughlin, Eli is jumping a lot of lines and getting in the mornings. Now you can't say it. They got two rings together and they beat an 18-0 Patriots team. Your Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and got one of them rings.
That's why they go over Tom Coughlin. That's why they go over Tomlin and Roethlisberger.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Let me ask y'all this, because right now we got three for sure and mornings.
Who we got?
New England for sure and mornings. Green Bay. We have New England, Green Bay.
No, I said the names.
We got New England, of course, with Brady and Belichick. Green Bay with McCarthy and Rodgers.
If we going to go like Calhoun's saying, and how we saying, you bring your coach, your plus one, or you your coach plus one. Coughlin and he like go before Brady them.
I disagree, but let me say this. The Super Bowls are valid. But the reason I disagree is because they haven't had that consistency in winning. They've been... I don't know the proper analogy.
They up and down. They bipolar.
They lost a lot.
Listen, they bipolar because they take the regular season. They don't take it as serious. You see what they do in the
Well, I mean, they been to the playoffs back-to-back years?
Let me tell you, so that first Super Bowl, when they went on the road and won it.
That was an impressive accomplishment.
So let's just get real here. But would you say when you go to Green Bay and you beat Green Bay, you beat an 18-0 Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Let's just put this shit in perspective.
Almost 8 years ago.
I don't give a fuck when it was. Let's put it in perspective. Your number one team only got beat twice, and they only got beat by the Giants.
But that's why I say, don't that Super Bowl was so far. But they done lost a lot in between, so their consistency not going to be the same.
They're not consistent.
They done lost a lot.
And so I think they're the Nas of this shit. When we talked about it in our podcast top five, they're the Nas.
So, and that's why, you know, we're going to have to come over to consensus so we can move on. I would say, to be perfectly honest, I would say these three could be Morton's, and with teams like Pittsburgh and New York, Super Bowl winning teams may be somewhere else or whatever. I don't really know where to put
them. Let's put five in Morton.
If I put five in ones, for me, Pittsburgh would be four and Baltimore would be five.
I would definitely say that was going to be one of the I was going to put Seattle over Pittsburgh.
Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson.
Elaborate on your Seattle. Oh, Pete Carroll is an excellent coach.
What you grade you give him?
Pete Carroll?
Hey.
A plus. As a coach?
What you give Russell Wilson?
Oh. It's either a B plus or an A. Because he not a quote-unquote gunslinger, go to shootout with A. Rodgers. But he very limited in his mistakes. And he played to his strong point. So I got to give him an A.
Okay.
So that's why I say I give A. Pete Carroll. If I can give him more than A plus, I would.
Yeah, I would.
I think he's instilled in a culture now that winning breeds more winning. You know what I'm saying? So he's instilled a culture that's a winning culture. I think Russell Wilson is a B minus. Now I'm not the type of perfect example. It shows you what happens when you put the game in his hands. He'll lose the game. You know what I'm saying? But he's a solid, better. He's a good. Not really great, but really good quarterback. That the ceiling for him is really good to me. But I think the reason that you have to put Seattle in Morton's, I agree with y'all, they should go in there, is the reason that the Giants can't be in there. This culture that Seattle has created is, what, a four-year culture at most, right? So for the past 4 years, who's been better, Seattle or the Giants? So if we were bumping and grinding and pulling and pushing and saying a certain number that had to be in there, you would have to put Seattle's trending up, New York is trending down.
I disagree. And if you talk about quarterback and coach, no.
No.
I give Pete Carroll A +++++. Russell Wilson is a C. He's a C.
No way.
They run off of Marshawn Lynch. That's what they run off of. But we're talking about quarterback and coach.
Exactly.
He's a game manager who has playmaking abilities at times.
Agreed.
That's the difference. Tom Coughlin, who's winning in Jacksonville, and Eli Manning, they are the winners. They are the head of the table. They run that shit. That's what they are. So to me, but going back to where we are now, Seattle, I got to put them up there because Pete Carroll is carrying them. Russell Wilson is the plus one.
I agree with that, but let me ask you this.
I just can't say Tom Coughlin, Eli just sit at the head of the table because when they were winning, their defense was the catalyst of the team. And a running game was the catalyst of the team.
It wasn't a running game. It wasn't defense.
No, because they had two of them.
No, it was a front four. Brash on them, get the fuck out of here.
I would just ask a question, because New York is an interesting topic. Would you guys say that quarterback coach is trending up or down? Because I think New York is trending down. I don't see how you can see the Giants trending up.
Odell Beckham. And with Saucer Man coming back. And with the tight end, Danielle, what is his name? With him trending up, with the running game coming back.
We just said we're talking about coach quarterback.
Well, I'm just saying all the stuff that's coming up. What's making the quarterback better? No,
trending down because Coughlin ain't going to be that long.
I agree with Mr. Mobee for two reasons. Didn't Eli lead the league in interceptions last year?
No,
he said what is trending, up or down? It trended down. Got confidence. We ain't gonna be that.
I think age is their problem. I think age is their kryptonite.
That's the problem.
Both ways. I think age is their kryptonite. Calhoun said, "Let's get five in there." So I think the five we said were New England, Green Bay, New Orleans, Seattle, and Pittsburgh. So I think that it's a fight for number five between Pittsburgh.
I don't put Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
You bring Baltimore to the table.
I put Pittsburgh. You think Harbaugh is a better coach than Tomlin?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, why?
I don't see talking about
Hoorah?
No. He's Hoorah?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, motivational.
No.
How is Mike Tomlin the
best? Okay, so let's slow down. So now, let's take Pittsburgh out. So let's...
No, we're not about to put Baltimore in over Pittsburgh.
No, let's say, should we put those three in a group of their own? Those three in a tier of their own?
Yes. Okay, that's fine. We can work with that.
Tier. What's the name of this tier? This is the Houston tier? The Fogo de Chao tier?
This is the Houston tier. Hold on. Let's make this the Five Brazil tier.
The Five Brazil tier. Yeah. So let's talk about Five Brazil.
Let's get let me do the talk.
Go ahead.
Because I freaking this place twice a week at least. This is a place where you go, and when you go out as much as me, the guy already know the temperature you stay. And mine is medium well. Nobody who knows how to eat steak well. Most people eat it rare medium. I like mine's medium. Medium well. And he already brings it out to the table. This is a Brazilian steakhouse. You turn it over to green, and here you are getting your steak.
We are unlimited meat.
Unlimited, baby. You understand? It's not that $100 steak, but it tastes like $100. And then you finish it off with that sweet, savory pineapple at the end.
That cinnamon fire roasted pineapple.
Let me tell you something. Tell them Demetrius sent you there. So, with that being said, this is the Five Brazil.
Tell them the location of the Five Brazil where you know it.
Listen, until we get sponsored, then we'll do that.
Okay.
But for now, we'll just go ahead and point them out. So, the first one was Morton's, a la carte. This one, buffet style. Premier meat. This one is Five Brazil.
And the teams that are Five Brazil,
they are New York, from the bottom to the top. New York, Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
So, let's
y'all want to put five in here?
Five in here too? We're going to keep talking.
Yeah, we put five. How many we put in the first
one? We took two out.
Four in the first one. But let's talk. Let's
put one more in there.
No.
We good right here because all these teams are the same. These teams have a winning tradition recently. They're fatally flawed for other reasons. So I think that this group of people, I think for Pittsburgh and Giants, they're both fatally flawed. Pittsburgh, their coach is getting, their quarterback is getting old. Age is the flaw for Pittsburgh's quarterback.
Now, New age coach is the flaw for New York.
Let's flip it like this. What grade would you give Harbaugh as a coach?
Why are you thinking it's your team? I'll help you. A C.
That's pretty low. I was thinking Harbaugh gets an A-.
He don't get an A-.
He get an A. Regular A. Y'all don't think A or
B. You know what? I'll change it to a B-. That's as good as Harbaugh get.
I think Harbaugh gets an A-.
They don't do X and O's. Don't win a lot with them. That last Super Bowl run was all Joe Flacco.
I agree with that.
That man broke records on that. John Harbaugh, fuck that. I'm going back. He gets a C to me. A C+.
You out of your mind.
What does Flacco get?
Flacco gets a Flacco.
That I'm saying. So now you gonna try to shit Flacco grade too?
He gets like an A.
What Flacco get from you, Mr. MOB?
About a B+ or A. Whatever. I get one of them. Get the other.
I can agree with that. I think what I said, Jim Harbaugh was an A. I take that back. I give both of them B+. I think.
Well, Jerron Pittsburgh goes above them.
No.
Well, I don't think it's not an above. They're in the same tier, so it's not really an above. It's just they're all in the same group. So we're saying for what's Baltimore's fatal flaw? Why they're not in the Morton's group? Let's spin it like that.
I can't put it on them two. I put it on supporting cast.
Okay, so they're
see, the reason why those other teams make the Morton's group is because the quarterback and the coach, they gonna do whatever. And some of the other team, they got to fall because what's around them, if the side dish is not good, then the steak lose flavor.
Let me tell you something. Fuck that. Steak is good. Just give me the steak and the roast. Fuck the mashed potatoes. So first off, I don't
believe that. That's the other top three.
Well, this is why I don't believe that because me personally, Joe Flacco is up and down until he's in the playoff and he's cool handling. And Harbaugh, to me, X and O guy is not, like, top tier.
Well, you like Tomlin, but Tomlin is not.
I'm definitely saying.
But he does what he does. That's why he has outstanding coordinators. Until this year, they had Dick LeBeau.
But we're not talking about coordinators.
But that's
we're
part of about, the coaching.
No, we said coach and quarterback.
So can I ask a question? I want to ask Calhoun a question because they may have different modes, but Tomlin and Harbaugh
are about the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're about the same.
So let's put up, so everybody.
They're both in the same tier.
So, right, so let's move on. This is a good tier here.
Yeah, right. We'll all say they're all great, fatally flawed.
So now it's the Houston tier, right?
Now we're at Houston.
All right.
Houston's is in Atlanta State. Houston's is a restaurant that is good, but not great. Or it may be borderline great. They have a limited menu. But you take somebody there, you still can fuck, like Calhoun said on the last podcast. Houston's is respectable. It's more than respectable, actually. So it's not that. It's still expensive, but it's not that foo-foo type of expensive.
It's a great restaurant to go to and a great ambiance.
I'm waiting for somebody to throw out some teams.
Come on, Mike. Oh, I got one for you. Bruce Arians, Carson Palmer. Bruce Arians takes that team. Bruce Arians was with Indianapolis with the Colts. Colts get cancer. He takes that team to the playoffs. Bruce Arians takes a team who had their third string quarterback and took them to the playoffs.
So what do you give?
A++.
Coach, what is Bruce Arians' grade?
A++.
What's Carson Palmer grade?
B-. Because if he's healthy, they beat Carolina.
Can I say something? Bruce Arians gets the second highest grade to me besides Belichick.
That's coaching, yes.
Coaching, nobody does what he does with the little talent he has. The problem is I can't give Carson Palmer no higher than a C.
Yeah.
I cannot see Carson Palmer getting higher than a C.
I said B-.
I think Bruce Arians does that great of a job. Mr. Moby, you sitting over there with a look on your face. What grade did you give Bruce Arians and Carson Palmer?
No, he get the coach of the Arizona Cardinals, he gets an A+ based off of, like you said, talent alone and what he was almost capable of doing. But Carson Palmer, Carson Palmer got to get a C+. But
I wouldn't even give him a C+. A C is his best grade. He's more like a C-, maybe a D.
I give him B-, C+.
I mean, injury is a skill.
Oh, if that's, yeah. So, C.
So, I Bruce Arians raised their grade.
So, if you put an A++ with a C, you get a B.
Yeah, so, Bruce Arians raised his Houston grade up.
Yeah.
Think you got to put Denver in this group. I think I don't give a damn whose Manning coach he is. Manning raises him to this level. That he's at least at Houston's.
Yeah. He should not slip this far.
Oh, see,
he should not slip this far. Hold on. He goes in the far Brazil.
I'm just going to say.
Don't go in this group. He goes in far Brazil.
He
good enough.
He brings any coach on his back.
Yeah.
To second tier.
He goes far Brazil.
Yeah, he kicked the door in. They were closed, but he paid to open it back up.
Gary Kubiak, too. I get Gary Kubiak a B-C. He goes far Brazil.
Gary Kubiak gets a C for me. Peyton Manning gets an A++++.
Yeah, they go far Brazil. So let's just say this. They're in far Brazil. Okay?
We all agree they're in far Brazil.
We all agree that.
Yeah.
That's where they are. So now let's start this tier here with the Houstons. And the first one is the Cardinals.
So just to recap to the fans, I know we all over the place a little bit. The far Brazil group is Pittsburgh, Baltimore, the Giants, and the Broncos. Five Brazil group, we all say they're all great, but they all have a flaw one way or the other, whether it's the coach, quarterback, it's a flaw somewhere, age, whatever. So now we get into this Houston's group. We talked a lot about Arizona. We're not going to stick too much on Arizona. We both all agree Bruce Arians is what's pulling that group up. Throw somebody else out who's in Houston's.
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, excellent pick.
Nice pick.
What grade do you give?
Jason Garrett as a coach may be a B-. And see, Tony Romo just
give him a grade.
I don't know. Tony Romo like
just give him the grade.
A good kid in class with a bad attitude or a bad attitude and good grades. I can't just say, oh, Tony Romo's A+, but his numbers are A+. So it's like, I don't know. I just have to say, I got to give him, so I ain't going to fail him. So I got to get Tony Romo A or B+.
Can I give Jason Garrett a D? I don't trust in Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett got his job because he was a coordinator making more money than the head coach. Jason Garrett made a lot of questionable calls. I don't trust Jason Garrett at all. Tony Romo, I give a B. I don't trust Tony Romo at all. Tony Romo, you can get the Tony Romo who bubbled the snap.
Quit talking about the real, 8 years
this
ago.
Is real stuff that happened. Tony Romo, low as he playing, I don't believe in him. But do they fit in this category? Maybe. I got two more teams that I want to put in there. But maybe so.
So what grade did you give Romo?
I give Romo a B plus.
I give Romo a B plus. This digital Darren, we don't talk about Dallas enough. I give Romo a B plus. I give Garrett a C minus. I think they're consistently in the playoff conversation, so this is kind of a group they should be in.
I got two teams actually that should go in this group. This group probably gonna be the longest. I got Detroit and I got Indiana, and I think Indiana go first. Chuck Pagano is a hell of a coach, and Andrew Luck is an A plus, easy. Chuck Pagano is an A, B plus to an A.
I disagree. I think Andrew Luck is an A plus. I think Chuck Pagano is a C.
You think he's a C?
Bruce Arians has done the same thing with that team that Chuck Pagano did with the team.
All right.
Coming in a hard situation. Chuck Pagano took them one step further than Bruce Arians took them. I think the win against Peyton Manning says more about Peyton Manning and John Fox than it does about Chuck Pagano and Andrew Luck. So for me,
I'm giving Chuck Pagano more than
you're right. I may be grading hard. I give you this. They should be the poster boys of this group, of this Houston group. So I give you that. I agree with the Colts. So
they're almost really five Brazil.
Borderline.
Yeah.
Those other teams have more tradition, more consistency. Right. So Andrew Luck is an A plus. Chuck Gunner was a B minus. I'm gonna be fair to him.
And let's be honest, that was also AFC Championship game last year. Now, granted, it's the AFC, but it's close.
Yeah, I gotta give Andrew Luck an A plus. And coach, I ain't gonna give him a B minus or a C. So I give him a B. I give him a B.
That's five Brazil numbers.
Yeah.
Those five Brazil numbers. So Indianapolis going to five Brazil with Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and the Giants.
And I think the age is the same problem. No, they just haven't been together long enough to really get
it. They're young, but they go in there easy. So let's put them in there.
So that takes it to what?
Five, let's take them to four and five Brazil.
No, it's five. Five. Denver went in there.
Denver, Baltimore, Giants, Pittsburgh, and the
Colts. So now let's recap for the listeners. Who's in the Morton's group?
In the Morton's group is New England, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Seattle.
Who's in the Five Brazil?
Five Brazil is Pittsburgh, Baltimore, the Giants, Denver, and the Colts. Houston's is Arizona, Dallas, and
Detroit. Because Jim Caldwell, Matthew Stafford.
1 year, though.
Now you see what Jim Caldwell did. Even when he was in Indianapolis, they almost went undefeated. Jim Caldwell brought what the Lions needed. He brought discipline. And they still went 11-5. Matthew Stafford has thrown for 5,000 yards two times. So they're easily in this group. Easily.
Can I say something about Matt Stafford? Give your grades before I get to Matt Stafford.
I'm going to give him a B+. I'm going to give Jim Caldwell an A.
I think that's too lenient. Can I say a point real quick before you go, Mr. MOB? We went to Falcons training camp yesterday. And so one of the things they were talking about on the ride back was the Hall of Fame. And should somebody like Matthew Stafford be in the Hall of Fame? Because he's going to have Hall of Fame numbers.
He's going to have Gotti numbers.
But he's not a Hall of Fame. So all that to say, I think you're giving him too much credit. And I think you're giving too much credit to Caldwell. Let me say, I give Matthew Stafford a C. And I say why. He's inconsistent. Matthew Stafford been to the playoffs for, 2 years and 6 years? He threw for 5,000 yards. Had almost a 2,000-yard receiving. They went 4-12. So, all that don't really matter to me. So, I give
Matthew. That goes to team. We're talking about quarterback and coach.
No, I'm saying this. Matthew Stafford was losing some of those games through throwing interceptions every which way. So, it's not just that. I think that the coach, I think Caldwell has brought a steadier hand to them. So, I give him a B. But I think it's a B for Caldwell, a C for Stafford. Mr. MOB looked like he wanted to say something.
Yeah, I feel like y'all not giving – we're going quarterback – coach, y'all not giving Matthew Stafford enough credit. I think he deserves an A. He threw 5,000 yards twice. And he only get a B minus, a B?
I gave him a B plus. Then.
No, you said B minus.
B minus?
But it goes to the
B. He's a gunslinger, so he throws key interception, but he's good, man.
But it goes to the bigger point about Matthew Stafford, right? Winning a stat's not enough. Like, this is a podcast for another time, but I mean, they were having this same conversation coming down the road.
5,000 yards is 5,000 yards. And
but they were saying the same thing. The stats.
It's like a running back running 2,000 yards twice.
Again, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm saying it's interesting because this is the same conversation a network had that we were just listening to, right? This had nothing to do with our podcast. We were just listening to it, and they brought up this same point. Winning a stat's not enough.
Caldwell brings the balance that they need in that team. Switzer was a shitty coach. They were the most undisciplined, most penalized team in the league. And that's why I say Jim Caldwell with Matthew Stafford, they're in this group. And we'll see where they go from here.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, what grade do you give him, Mr. Moby? We don't talk this long. I think Stafford is really good.
I give Matthew Stafford an A.
What'd you give Caldwell?
Might be a B plus R.
Shit, that's all like 5% numbers to me.
They're not 5%. They don't have enough yet. 1 year isn't enough.
I agree. That's the only thing. That's the only reason why.
I don't see how you can give. I think y'all who else is in this Houston? I say San Diego.
What, they got a second-year head coach?
A second-year head coach, Phillip Rivers, Mike McCoy. They went to the playoffs 1 year, missed it the first year, went to the last year. They went to Cincinnati and beat Cincinnati last year. So, I give.
Cincinnati ain't nobody to beat.
But they still win the game. You just said offline they would have won the top three best teams, most talented teams.
Don't try to quote me in there and misquote me in there. All right, but come on, San Diego.
Phillip Rivers would be a solid B. I don't know. I'm torn between B and B plus. McCarthy, I give him a B minus. That's why I say San Diego.
McCoy. I don't even like Phillip Rivers personally, but I would if he did enough ass kissing in my class, I'd give him A. He'll B plus, but Phillip Rivers, I don't know. Phillip Rivers' success, what he had over the years, he had a couple of good receivers, but it pretty much been him and the tight end since LT left. And he still be
he's consistent.
Right, so what you giving him?
Hey.
Okay, what are you giving the coach?
I don't even know who the coach is.
Exactly. I don't either. I don't think they belong in Houston. I don't know who the guy is.
I say
that. I give Phillip Rivers an A. That's my guy. Y'all know that's my guy. That's my man's name. But the coach, I don't know who the fuck he is. This ain't Schottenheimer. I don't know who this guy is.
I mean, but winning says enough for itself, right? He's leading them to the playoffs. 2 years he's been to the playoffs, 1 year. Missed the playoffs next year, right? So that's
enough. Who's your next guy?
I think I don't see how y'all don't say Cincinnati is in Houston ready.
They're not in Houston.
I think we're gonna pull a rank on those. Mr. Mo, what you think? You're gonna be the one to determine if they're in Houston or not.
I'm saying
Marvin Williams, Andy Dalton. That's all we talking about.
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis, Andy Dalton.
You don't want one of them on your team. You're not picking either one.
In this group,
you're picking one or the other and some of these twice. You're not going like, we need Marvin Lewis for our team. And you're not saying to yourself, we need Andy Dalton.
I think when you get to this group, who else you going to get?
You do not. They're not in this group.
You know who San Diego coach.
Do you want Marvin Lewis here with the Falcons?
I wouldn't mind.
No.
Yes, I would take Marvin Lewis with the Falcons.
I'd
take Marvin Lewis with the Falcons.
Weak defense, yes.
We got Dan Quinn.
Maybe he would cook up.
Hold on. So you believe
that's the reason why you won't see Seattle?
Do you want Cincinnati?
Because he's defensive man.
How do you think about Andy Dalton?
He's the loser of this tag.
He's the loser of this tag team. He's not in Houston. Marvin Lewis ain't good enough, and he's shit.
When you get to this point, you just said you didn't know. You just said San Diego. You didn't know who San Diego.
And who did San Diego coach be?
Marvin Lewis. Right, you didn't know that though.
So, bye-bye, Marvin Lewis.
Can we talk?
Marvin Lewis is better than San Diego coach.
Hold on, let me ask you something.
Phillip Rivers is not leaps and bounds better than Andy Dalton.
What?
He's not leaps and bounds.
You're a buffoon. Yes,
the face he made when you said it.
All the way.
I don't see how you could put them in. The rest of these teams aren't consistent playoff teams, so... Granted, your point is that teams matter, but coaching quarterback.
We start going to another group. They're not in Houston.
Point blank. We'll let Mr. Moby, because as strongly as you against them going to Houston, I'm stronger for the
better coach than Buddy for the Lions.
He's
not better than Jim Caldwell.
I agree.
Jim Caldwell almost went undefeated
because he had Peyton Manning.
So we can right now just scratch who's the group at the Houston.
Cincinnati should go in there. I think he's better coach than Caldwell. Can I say why I think he's better coach than Caldwell? Because we're not going to stay on Cincinnati that long. He took a team that has been losing since the 90s. Marv Lewis has been consistently winning with them.
Who gives a shit?
If it's on me, he a better coach than Buddy in Detroit.
Craig.
Listen.
Can I go to the next group?
Listen, Dan.
Yes.
They go to top go to crowd.
Finish this.
He a better coach than Buddy in Detroit.
I say they belong in this group.
He's not a
better coach. No, I'm just saying.
They're not a better coach than Caldwell.
He's a better coach than Buddy, right?
No.
Andy Dalton.
How far is Matthew Stafford from Andy Dalton?
I don't think they're that far from each other.
Listen, before you cut me off. Matthew Stafford got one receiver. He slings it to. Andy Dalton got one receiver. He slings it to. Neither one of them goes.
Let me tell you the difference. Let me tell you the difference.
Too far apart.
They win in spite of Andy Dalton. Man, get the fuck out of here. Nobody who wins in spite of that quarterback goes in Houston. Because that's the reason why. It's the team around them. We talking about coaching quarterback. They win in spite of them.
And Detroit.
Hold on, we got somebody.
It's just like Jay Cutler. They win in spite of them.
Can I say something? Because you blood pressure get up. What about Tony Romo? He's in this group.
Tony Romo's better than them.
How long? Detroit don't
win. Tony Romo and Jason Garrett is borderline, though. They should be at the end of this group. Let's be honest here. Jason Garrett ain't shit, neither Tony Romo.
Hold on.
They should be headlined the
Matthew
bottom.
Detroit don't win because of Matthew Stafford.
Hey, well,
with his great numbers.
Who got a quarter?
They still don't win.
Who has a quarter? Who has a coin? You got any kind of coin. These motherfuckers.
Nah, man, we're not flipping no coin.
We sure is. We different. All right, well, tell me. Here's the end. Tails the tail.
I'm with Mr. Mo be the end.
Here's the tail.
Tails, so you shut up.
You shit.
Mr. Mo be finishing about Marvin.
That's how the point on Marvin Lewis. Fuck them. Let's go
now,
to the next
one. You agree. He better than the coach in Detroit.
He's not.
Him and Matthew Stafford and the dope.
They're
not
close.
Too far apart.
They're very far apart.
I feel like
that's why
Matthew Stafford numbers are better. Because his receiver is better.
So what grade you give Marvin? Let's go with grades. So I give Marvin Lewis a B. I give Andy Dalton a C minus.
I gave Marvin Lewis an A.
And what you give Andy Dalton?
Wait.
A B?
Laughable. You two sound like buffoons.
Wait.
First off, Marvin Lewis not no fucking A. So let's just get that out the way. Marvin Lewis is a C at best.
I think you're wrong on that. But go ahead.
And let's say what Andy Dalton is. What did you say he was?
I gave him a B.
I gave him C minus.
You talking about a quarterback who was in the Golden Corral in the steakhouse in the comparison. So y'all just go sucking ass. He's an elf. That's what he is. Let's get the fuck out of here, man. Andy Dalton is an elf.
Get your podcast shine on. It don't matter.
Andy Dalton is an elf.
How can they be a full-time?
Andy Dalton is an elf. What is
wrong? Ain't won since the 80s.
Is Andy Dalton
they coach?
Wait a minute.
Is a hold on. What you gave? What you gave Marv Lewis?
Wait.
No. What you say?
What you say? And
what
was?
You
Marv
what you say? And
I gave
him a B. All
right. Hold on. Is he a top 10 quarterback?
How? If he
is he top 15?
Yeah.
He's top 15.
Yeah.
You think he's top 15 quarterback?
No, I'm saying he's in the 15 range.
Okay, but he's not top 10?
Not top 10.
So if you have A's and B's in the top 10, how the hell can he be a B?
Because, like I just told
you,
I can't
be a B.
Matthew Stafford.
If you're
I asked you a question.
You can't be B.
You want me to answer yours. What did you give Marvin Lewis?
I gave Marvin Lewis. I'll give him a C+.
I think you disrespect Marvin Lewis.
I'll give him a
C+. We're in Atlanta, so we're not going to spend that much time on Cincinnati. Is Andy Dalton an average quarterback? Would you say he's average?
No,
he gave him an F. This
he's
is what I'm saying.
Average.
How can
he's with say? He's with Cutler and he's with McCown and all them. No,
you got
him. He's in the Geno Smith them.
But you got him.
How many quarterbacks?
Put
across
the farm on the same level.
Because he stay hurt. Okay, take him out and the rest of them. How many quarterbacks is this?
We all like, baby.
And we haven't even named Cam. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. It's Cam
and Matt Ryan, we have a name.
Well, it's more than just coach.
Okay.
Quarterback, right? So it's coach.
So as quarterbacks, we're talking about quarterbacks. All these quarterbacks.
He's last in this list.
So let's get the fuck real. Talking about a fucking B, you fucking dick. He's not that.
And the dog, no, he's not top 10. But just like me, you just said, Darren, him and Matthew Stafford are not too far apart. Matthew Stafford throw for 5,000. They still don't win.
So, again, so you decide the fact. Do you say Cincinnati's in or out?
In.
Okay, so that cuts out. Let me ask you this. We're going to skip out Cincinnati. Does Cam get sneak into this Houston's group? Cameron Rivera.
Let me tell you something. If they're in it, Cam and Matt Ryan is in it. Both of them in the Houston group. You want to talk about a defensive coach? Let's talk about defensive coaches who went to back-to-back Super Bowls. And that's what we got in Dan Quinn, right?
But he's never been a head coach.
It doesn't matter. We talking about defensive coaches. We talking about Marvin Lewis ain't won shit. Is Matt Ryan an A?
Yeah.
Is Matt Ryan an A?
I wouldn't give him an A. I give him a B. A B plus.
If you come from
and what did you give Andy Dalton, my friend?
I gave him a C minus.
So you think they're that close? You think Andy Dalton is a C minus and Matt is an A?
I think they're clearly away from each other.
You think the quarterback that was in the garbage can and the quarterback of Paris in the steakhouse, you think a guy who was in the school lunch is a C-minus, and you're talking about a Pro Bowler, a 4,700-yard quarterback, you think he's is a what now?
A B-plus. There are leaps and bounds. In school, isn't a B-plus student way different than a C-minus student?
Let's give him
a C-minus student is damn near about to fail.
Andy Dalton's no more than
I say C-minus.
What do you think Matt Ryan is?
Let's get
don't
this.
Don't try to coach his decision.
What is Matt Ryan?
I said what he wore.
What was
it? An A.
Two A's and what you gave him?
I gave him a B.
A B plus. You're talking about an unproven coach.
So,
let's
end the Houston's group with Cincinnati. So now
we're not going to end it with them if they end up. We're going to put Ron Rivera and Cam Newton in there too.
I'm going to say them.
Ron Rivera going there, Cam.
They going up.
Why not? Cincinnati's in there. Of course Cam going there. It's a free fall. Cam is in there. Ron Rivera, Cam Newton's in there.
Mr. Moby, do you agree with Calhoun?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
What grades don't you talk about them, Mr. Moby?
I'm saying, it's a free fall. Because Ron Rivera, he got his defense playing the type of ball he want them to play. And we know Cam, I would give Cam an A just off of everything he brings to the quarterback position. No, he's not a gunslinger. No, he's not just a downset hut. Run the ball like old Mike Vick, but everything he brings to the quarterback position, I can't help but to give him an A. And Rivera, I got to give him an A too for what he done did with that defense. He got him in the playoff last year off of technicality because that division was shitty, but hey, he a good defensive coach. His team play good D, and yeah, they go in there.
I'm going to pick up and take off. I give Ron Rivera a C. I give Cam Newton a B+. I think Cam and Matt Ryan, will be leading the next group. I think Matt Ryan and Dan Quinn combo will be leading the next group. I think Cam is a B+ because he does a lot of great stuff, but there's still a level he needs to get to win the Super Bowl.
What did you give Andy Dalton?
A C-. They're completely far from each other. You keep, what you think I'm going to say? Not going to change what I gave him.
He's a C-. Surely Cam is an A.
Cam's a B+.
I believe also John Fox and Cutler should go in that group.
That shit hell up.
Wait a minute. John Fox is a Super Bowl. He went to the Super Bowl, right?
Cowboy.
Is John Fox any good? What would you give John Fox?
Give him a C.
You would give him a C?
What would I give John Fox?
Yeah.
A D?
You would give John Fox
John
a D?
Hey, man, to carry that shit.
He took Jake DeLone to the Super Bowl.
Man, y'all talking about that shit in 2000.
Talking about shit.
Man, it's on his
resume. You get brought up Jacksonville. You need to come on.
I'm taking up everybody.
Now you being an asshole now for real. Let's keep this going.
Y'all was an asshole playing Dalton in the Houston group.
Cincinnati and Carolina in this Houston group. So let's start off with the next group. This group is Longhorn. I'm sorry. Everybody know about Longhorn. Good sandwich. They got good certain things. Hit or miss on some things. Decent ambiance. Little middle of the road type steakhouse. Who champions this group?
I don't know.
If you asking me, I said Matt Ryan. I think it's three teams. Well, I was going to say three teams, but I take one back. I think it's two teams who clearly go this group. Can I say what two teams?
Yeah.
My two teams.
I'm going to give my one.
I'm going to say the Falcons and St. Louis Rams. I think Jeff Fisher and Nick Foles are in this group. I think Matt Ryan and Dan Quinn is in this group. So, I say for me, the Longhorn group, Calhoun, I'm going to say Atlanta. Can we start Atlanta in this group?
I believe Atlanta should go to the next group. Above that. Because this group that I have coming up, this is your Miami group with your Joe Philbin and Tannehills. I believe you with the Nick Foles and the Jeff Fishers. Matt Ryan is better than this group.
He's better, but an unproven coach. It's not just Matt Ryan.
We just put Payton in five Brazil because of Aiden.
But Gary Kubiak has been the coach before. Man.
You talking about Peyton Manning and we talking about Matt Ryan.
No, close.
That's what we talking about.
I say Matt Ryan leads this group. I say he champions
if it
this group.
Chip, if I were wrong about them, that's what I was going to say, them and the Falcons.
I say the Falcons. We are Falcons fans. So everybody said for MOB. Matt Ryan is a B plus.
Him and I think the Houston group go one team deeper. I think the Houston group goes one team deeper, and I think that one team is the Falcons.
Oh, you didn't want to be a
turd. No, I do. I think because this group we about to name.
I understand. He's
way above these guys.
It's not just him. It's an unproven coach. So do you think
enough trust in Dan Quinn? Because what we need Dan Quinn to do is get that 32nd ranked defense right? And that's what he's good at. Because Seattle defense has been top five the whole time he's been there. So he has some kind of ability. Even if he just focuses on defense, Matt Ryan is good enough to be above this.
That is your top five every time he's been in Seattle with good defensive players. Who was on our Atlanta Falcons team?
I think Houston should be.
He proved to be proven.
Matt Ryan is good enough to be in the Houston group alone. I believe that Houston group goes one team deeper. I think it's Matt Ryan.
He tried to sell you like a politician. He looking
into your eyes. What would you give Matt Ryan?
I give him a B plus.
What would you give Matt Ryan?
I told you what I gave him.
What?
An A.
I give him A. He's a Falcon faggot. He don't even fuck with the Falcon. He hate the Falcon. If he can give him an A, Matt Ryan sure is at least an A. And if your quarterback is an A,
see, that's how he bad for the Houston. You can't persuade another man's great.
If the quarterback is an A,
game is great.
You should be in Houston. That's just my feelings. That's just my thinking,
man. This man really.
I tell you what, we'll make a decision on you. Do you think they should be in Houston?
I'm an Atlanta fan, so let's let it go for Mr. MOB again. We'll let him choose again.
Why everything?
Good I don't want to. Listen,
he can't choose again. No. This is my turn.
Get the reason why.
Wait a minute. He told the last one. It's my turn.
The reason why I won't say that. We gave Peyton Manning second tier because of who he is. Peyton Manning. Unproven coach. No coach.
And that's the case. We can give Matt Ryan third tier because of who he is. He's been here since 08.
His name don't ring.
His name
don't ring.
He's a top 10 quarterback. Point blank, period.
I don't know about top 10, but go ahead.
Whoa! And then you put a point blank period.
Point blank, period. He had the tiebreaker last time. This is like basketball, right? Let's do basketball in the hood. You had the leg call. My turn to get my call, right?
You call the foul.
Man, my turn. Now ask me. I'm the deciding factor here.
Shit, the Falcons go in.
You think they should? Let's go to put them in the Houston group. It's the Atlanta show. We were just at training
take them
camp.
Both five
put them in.
If you gotta put the Falcons in, take them both out.
But then take them out. Take Cincinnati out.
No, you don't like Carolina.
Nah, Cincinnati. If Cincinnati comes out of Houston, and then fine. Atlanta could be right there.
Nah.
Then Atlanta gotta go. Atlanta ain't going to Houston. Atlanta gotta go in Houston. Come on.
Can I say something about the Cincinnati and Atlanta thing? We don't stay on Cincinnati too long. That combination is better than the Falcons combination.
What do you mean? Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton?
It's better than the Falcons combination.
I don't think so. Andy Dalton is Dan Quinn. Matt Ryan is better than Marvin Lewis.
No, both of them are B pluses.
So, there we go then. All right, so how about this? So which one? Are we taking Cincinnati out of Houston? Or are we putting Matt Ryan in?
With a high power offense, Matt Ryan still ain't been to the playoff in 2 years.
Are we taking Cincinnati out of Houston?
Get out of town, man.
Are we taking them out? Or
get out of town.
What are we going to do?
Let's say this.
High power offense. Last year, year before last, you had
4,000 yards.
You had
how many years straight?
Tight ends ever. You had decent
running. Who went to the NFC Championship game with him?
No, the year after.
The year before, but
everybody was hurt.
It's all going to hear that.
Listen.
Man, the Falcons.
Which one are we doing? Cincinnati out of Houston, Atlanta in Houston.
Cincinnati stays in Houston. That's
so Atlanta's in Houston. Come on, put it in there. It's an Atlanta-based show, ain't it?
So what?
Are we Falcons?
I thought we were
put them in there.
A real show.
Look, they can't be the headline of the last one.
He told you why.
We'll be the after party of Houston.
He told you why. An unproven coach. And this man is a diehard Atlanta fan. And his first grade on Matt Ryan was a B plus.
What was my grade?
You gave him an A. He gave him a B plus. He's sticking on the unproven coach. Hey. You trying to say a better on what he was in Seattle.
Listen.
He got studs everywhere.
Not even that, he wasn't the head man. The head man makes a difference.
Exactly.
I think they go in Houston.
He did try to be difficult. No, he not being real.
That is real.
Oh, they, yeah, they lead enough.
Yeah, no. He did to the Darren podcast. I thought we were real. You try not to be real. See, I know him. And see, the reals can't see his looks.
If Cincinnati goes in Houston, Atlanta goes in Houston. Andy Dalton can't go nowhere. Matt Ryan can't go. Let's run it.
What about the coach?
That's right. This is coach.
Listen.
You know what it is? Podcast.
Dan Quinn came with a t-shirt on. He had to go get a jacket. Because he's a plus one with Matt Ryan. Plus one Matt Ryan, he goes in there with him. They're at the bottom. They don't have to lead off Longhorns. Guess what? They can tail in Houston.
No, they don't deserve
it. We got in there before it closed, baby. No more. We can't order what we want. They ain't cooking everything. We can order some stuff. This is Darren. You made the choice.
You get a coin.
Heads or tails?
Tails, the Falcons go in. Falcons land in the Longhorn group just because of an unproven coach. All
right.
Matt Ryan's a B-plus to me. Dan Quinn, unproven coach, I'm going to give him a C-minus. He can't be that bad. C-minus on something you've never seen. That's going to be my standard grade for things you haven't seen. We'll assume he's average. That's why average. So I give him a C. That's why there is average. So I give him a C. What about you, Mr. M.O.B.?
I'm saying I want to give Buddy a C. I think, well, I like you said, I can't give him more than a C plus because we know he's a defensive coach. We know he brain. We know the pedigree he done taught up in Seattle, but the Falcons ain't got the pieces he had. He had pieces to do to make his.
Well, a great coach can squeeze out a little more than normal. So if he's a Mike Tomlin, he can squeeze a little more out of them than what they could believe.
Yeah, but see, he had pieces. And Seattle made him have the fuck Legion
them,
of Boom.
Fuck them pieces.
What did you give Matt Ryan?
I told y'all, hey.
Calhoun, go ahead. We talking Falcons here.
A and a B.
You give Matt Ryan an A.
I give Matt Ryan an A.
And you give Dan Quinn a B. Sight unseen.
I give him a C plus. He can't do nothing but make it go better.
We lost three fucking games off coaching alone. Off of Mike Smith. We lost the Carolina game. We lost the Detroit game. We lost the Cleveland game.
Off of coaching alone. Off of but just don't before.
That goes to Darren point.
So, Dan Quinn, I believe, will be better than Mike Smith.
So, it's almost like a Jim Schwartz and Jim Caldwell.
Exactly.
Anybody could have took over and
did exactly
what was done.
So, with what we have, with Matt Ryan being the eighth, yeah, I think he's better than that.
All right. So, Falcons are the poster boys of this group, reluctantly. I say St. Louis
under
falls
protest.
Under protest. I think St. Louis falls in this group.
Yeah.
I think Nick Foles is a B minus C plus. I think
he's a B minus.
I said C plus. B minus C plus. Depending on which way I feel. I say B minus C plus. I think Jeff Fish is a C plus.
I think Jeff Fish is a B plus. And I think Nick Foles is a C minus. You don't know which Nick Foles you're going to get. He's that kind of inconsistent.
I feel like if you get the not rattle, not knocked on the ground a lot, Nick Foles, he may could be a B plus. And Fisher done had his glory. He done had his shit to teams. I didn't feel like Fisher's a C plus or a B because he hard knows he been around. He done been to the semi to the top. He done been at the bottom. So he just. He either get a C plus, a hard C plus.
But it's right where they deserve to be. I think we all agree this is right where they deserve to be in the Longhorn group, right?
Yeah. I do. Because Nick Foles ain't, like you say, it's who you going to get Nick Foles.
I got another team who I'm about to mention who might should.
I think it's several teams who should be in here. Who?
One is Kansas City.
I was going to say Kansas City's in this group. I think Kansas City and Minnesota is in this group.
Well, Mike Zimmer is just the first year head coach.
Second year, yeah.
Andy Reid is good enough. Like I was just saying about Matt Ryan being in Houston, Andy Reid is good enough to put that team in Houston. Andy Reid alone. Andy Reid is an A-plus coach.
I won't give him A-plus that, so I'll give him a B.
Nah, fuck if I'm giving him a B.
I'll give him a B. I'll give Andy a B. I'll give Alex Smith a C.
I'm giving him an A-plus, and I'm giving Alex Smith a C-plus.
I wouldn't go see.
He's a game manager. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't make big plays. He's not a playmaker. But he doesn't turn the ball. He doesn't cost you the game. If Cincinnati had Alex Smith.
Well, I'll be back in Cincinnati. Cole, only one team wins it all. Cincinnati has been in the playoff every year. So they don't need nobody. But Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Weak AFC. What you got on that? I got.
You said Kansas City. I agree with Kansas City. I give Andy a B, and I give Nick B plus, and I give
Alex Smith a C. I ain't gonna go Calhoun. I don't give Andy Reid an A plus, but I give him an A. Andy Reid, I had to work with what he got.
Andy Reid,
and he done been good.
I think he's been his own straight.
What he did, four straight NFC championship.
And he's Andy fucking.
Yeah, he Andy Reid, so he get an A. And Alex Smith, yeah, he get a C.
I say Minnesota's in this group.
I think we saw some of the group on the second-year head coach, second-year player, quarterback. We don't know where Teddy Bridgewater is, but we don't know where Mike Zimmerman is.
I could agree with that. What about San Francisco? Colin Kaepernick isn't good enough to be in this group.
Fuck no.
Or the unproven coach.
We don't know who the coach is. We don't know Colin Kaepernick. No.
What about Houston? Are they in this group?
No.
Who's Houston's quarterback?
See how you have to ask that? And you got to ask who's the coach.
Bill O'Brien's the coach, I remember.
It sure is Bill O'Brien. They're both from college.
What about RG3?
No, not John Jay Gruden. Pushed it down. Jay Gruden pushed
it down. Jay Gruden is an elf. All these guys going in the trash can.
What about Miami, dude? Are they in this group?
I thought we put Miami
in. We haven't said them yet. They may be.
Miami's in this group. I thought we had them in there. Miami's in Joe Philbin, Tannehill.
The quarterback of the Jets.
Joe Film is a C minus 10. He's a C minus.
Just keep talking over them. All them in the same group. So San Francisco, Tampa. What do you think about Tampa Bay? You don't know what Trevor Lawrence is going to do. San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, Washington.
What about the Jets? Who's the Jets quarterback?
Jets ain't in this group.
Gino, or what's the cracker behind him?
Fitzpatrick.
Buffalo. Rex Ryan. Buffalo in the same boat. All right, so let's go to this next group.
Hold on. We finna wrap up this
long group. I can rest around a B plus.
Let's go in this next group.
Hold on.
This next group that contains Houston, Texas, and Jacksonville.
Is Chip Kelly in this group?
With Sam Bradford?
we throwing out names now, but
no.
It's amazing how this group is pretty small. Because, again, the Falcons are borderline in this group and the Houston's group.
Well, I think they should be Houston's.
Looking at this group,
taking them out, they should be.
Looking at this group, I agree with you.
I'm just saying. So let's go ahead and put a period on that. And let's go on and put the Falcons on.
Man, why are you trying?
Look at this group that they're in. St. Louis, Red, Kansas City, Miami.
Yeah,
they deserve it.
It's all right when you think of it, though. Yeah,
so, all right, next group. Golden Corral.
Next group is the Golden Corral. Help yourself to happiness. Buffet, school lunch buffet type thing. Not great food.
You know what? With the rest of these guys, I think Chicago goes in there.
And just because they have two proven commodities. Yeah,
and then after that, I think we could go straight to the cafeteria or school lunch.
I think Minnesota deserves to be in this group.
Wherever he is.
So you like EJ Manuel and Rex Ryan?
I think Rex Ryan is a B plus coach.
Before we get to Buffalo, I think there's another team that goes. I think there's two teams that get in this group before Buffalo.
Ooh.
I think Philadelphia.
Philadelphia goes.
I think you got to put Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly goes in.
Oh, Chip Kelly better coach than Rex Ryan?
He's won 20 games in 2 years.
Is he a better coach than Rex Ryan?
He's won 20 games in 2 years.
Rex Ryan is a show.
Yeah.
A spectacle.
Ben Ryan done won some good games. Ain't no one to play all
games.
Ain't no one to play all games.
They wanted to win a playoff game against New Orleans. When they had him in Philly. Yes, he was. That was his first year. When Nick Foles went to the playoffs with New Orleans. They went to the playoffs 1 year, went to Tennessee, and then go to the playoffs. So
Chip Kelly's in this group. Who we got? We got Chicago, we got Philly, and who else?
I think if Chicago's in this group, Minnesota's in this group.
You keep banging Minnesota.
I think Teddy Bridgewater is better than Jay Cutler right now. Hold on, let's go back to Philadelphia. Give out grades.
Chip Kelly.
The Racist.
Chip Kelly gets a B minus. Sam Bradford gets a D. And Mark Sanchez gets a D plus if they have to go with him.
Chip Kelly gets a C. Sam Bradford gets a fucking D minus.
Okay. I give Chip Kelly a C plus. Yeah, because he may pull out a gimmick or two out his ass. And Sam Bradford, boy, what you want to give him?
Yep.
Okay. So why Rex Ryan can't be up here?
Because EJ Manuel is a fucking elf.
Because Rex Ryan's not a C plus coach though.
Rex Ryan ain't won as much games as Chip Kelly last 2 years.
Rex Ryan been more man, Rex Ryan going up against Belichick, playing chess matches. And that thing, since Rex Ryan been in the Jets probably not beat the Patriots more than anybody.
No, they haven't. They get their ass whooped by them every year.
And I beat them too.
Nah, he's only beat them like twice. And it's
can I say something about Rex? Because I don't want to stick that long on Rex. How long has he been quarterback in New York? They only had 2 winning seasons.
How long? What? How long he been the coach
in New York?
Mark Sanchez. Years.
Because he outlasted Mark Sanchez by at least 2 years.
It ain't been by 6.
He only went to the playoffs twice. He only had a winning record twice.
Okay, Chip Kelly ain't did nothing.
He had a winning record both years.
So, they're out.
He made the playoff last year? Yes.
They went 10-6 and didn't make it.
Well, that ain't mean shit then.
He made
the playoffs.
They went 10-6 and didn't make it.
I know
they remember, they went to Dallas for the last game. That's what determined who went to the playoffs. So, anyway, Chicago, Philadelphia. I don't see how y'all don't say Minnesota's in. Because once you start getting the cats like Rex and
I tell you what, we'll do like we did with the Falcons. They'll just be the first of the next one. So what's the next one here?
The next one is school lunch.
School lunch? All right. Now here you go, you Minnesota. And put your Buffalo in that school. What do you give Mike Zimmerman?
I give Mike Zimmerman a B. A C plus, I'm sorry.
When you think of Zimmerman, you think of Trayvon Martin. I'm going to give him an F. When you think of,
I give Teddy Bridgewater a B minus. I give him a C plus.
Think of Teddy Bridgewater. He's a nigga playing quarterback. C plus. I don't know much about him. They didn't have a winning record last year.
They went 8-8 last year.
I got Bridgewater get up. I don't know. He had some good spots at the end of last year, and his upside is good, but. Probably a B minus.
What do you think about the coach?
I don't even really know much about him.
He came from Cincinnati. He would do some coordinator.
Okay.
I give Mike Zimmerman. I give him both C's. I give a C and a C. All
right. So now Buffalo and Rex is in here. So it's Rex and Matt Castle.
Or EJ Manuel. You don't even know who's gonna be the quarterback.
We'll assume Matt Castle because.
He gonna crack on always be the nigga out for a quarterback job.
Yeah. So go ahead. Let Mr. Mobile
be
the show.
B plus. I like Rick Ryan as a coach.
And what you give Matt Castle?
Matt Castle probably get a C minus.
Matt Castle gets a D minus from me. Rick Ryan gets a C for all the gimmicky shit. That's all he is.
I agree with you. I give Rick a C minus, I give Matt Castle a D minus.
Rick Ryan is all gimmick.
Y'all don't give Rex no love.
He just like the hoorah. Blah, blah, blah.
But he's getting it out in the playoff.
No. All right. The next team besides him is who? Is this what San Francisco is?
I think San Francisco. Well, no. I think we got to put Washington here.
Yeah. Jay Gruden is an elf.
But RG3, he's a proven commodity. It's almost like the Matt Ryan thing. He's good enough to at least keep you in the – we're in the school lunch – oh, if, for the listeners, we're at school lunch.
Hold on. If that's the case, you want to say RG3 can keep you out of there. Kaepernick can keep you out of there.
They both are up here. They both in this group. The only difference between RG3, he has a known coach. Kaepernick has an unknown coach.
What happened? RG3 don't have this ain't John Gruden, motherfucker. This Jay Gruden.
But at least you know what type of shit you getting with Dre Gruden. You don't
bullshit.
Know
he was a problem last year. Yeah. Jay Gruden was the problem. He's an elf minus. Out of all these coaches, we haven't said elf minus. He is the elf minus. He was the problem.
So
he was keeping up as much. He was keeping up more shit than RG3 was last year.
So let me ask you this: Washington, San Francisco. We both agree they fall in this group.
No, not in the same group.
They're Washington beneath San Francisco.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden is a serious problem. RG3 and Kaepernick go back and back. Go back and forth.
But then you got to think Kaepernick been to the NFC Championship.
Well, we're not talking about that because their whole team is different. Their coach is different. So we're not doing that. They got a rookie head coach and they got a fucking C-plus, B-minus at quarterback at best.
So, no. San Francisco's in this group. Where do you get Kaepernick?
B-minus.
What do you give?
I don't know. I did lineman coach.
Yeah, so we'll just give him a C as a coach. Average.
I get them both C's.
Give him a D. He's a lineman coach.
He's an average. You got to give him average, though. That means you got to assume he's average.
He's a what coach?
A lineman coach.
Lineman
he's
coach?
He's a D-line coach.
Oh, fuck that. He don't get a C. That son big get a D. Easy. That nigga, he wasn't even a coordinator.
Got Jim Harbaugh with the special teams coach before he came here. Coach
no, man.
Hold on. He wasn't even the coordinator?
No.
Oh, no. Buddy, hell no. What the fuck were they doing?
That's why I say my G3 is in this group.
No, that's a D. Yo, well, hey, boy, they battling. That's a D. Easy.
I say San Francisco over them because
Jay Gruden is a
problem. Kaepernick can stay healthy. RG3 got injury.
I give him that, but the difference is I don't know this D lineman coach that they hired, but Jay Gruden is a real problem. And the way he handled
it is Lovie Smith in this group, just off of Lovie name.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, we gotta put Lovie in there. Lovie should be higher than that. But Lovie and Jameis Winston.
Hold on now. Hold on now. They can't go in the school, look. Just like you said, Lovie, Tampa Bay got some studs on defense.
No, we're not talking about
that. I know. But I'm saying he's gonna be a good coach enough to have them good.
He was 1-15 last year.
And Jameis Winston upside is up.
You got to give him a C. You got to give people. You ain't seen this. You got to give him an average.
So what you give Lovie as a coach?
I give Lovie. That last year,
that 2-14 real put a bad taste in your mouth. And then with Chicago Lovie, Lovie going to the fucking Fire Brazil.
I give Lovie. My first thought was a C.
C.
Yeah.
I'm with you. What you got?
They in this group, but I give both of them C's.
What you got?
They had a couple of fitness put up on them.
Then the fact of one team that put it up on them.
Oh, yeah. Just for that alone to be love to get a D, goddamn.
What did Jamie get for you?
Jamie got to get a C+. I ain't going to give Jamie Winston just straight average.
You don't know.
More than average.
All right. So, Love is in here. So, what you got in this bullshit group?
Minnesota, Buffalo, San Francisco, Tampa Bay.
All right, we might even put a cap on that. You want to put Washington to cap it all off?
I think RG3 deserves better than what we give him. I think this is right where he deserves
it. Oh, no, he in that group.
All right, so put Washington in there and let's cap it off. Let's get to the bullshit group.
Let me ask you this.
Is the black quarterback?
Does Oakland get to put him in?
I almost slapped shit out of you.
So let's talk about RG3.
So now let's talk about.
Okay, no, let's go to talk about RG3 wrapping up the school lunch group. RG3 gets, for me, a B-, C+. I give him a C+. Jay Groom gets an F, I think.
Calhoun's Jay right. Groom gets an F-. RG3 gets a C-, D. That's what it's. I'm going to skip D+. He gets a C-, D. If he healthy, C-, if he not,
C and a F.
C and a F.
RG3 get a flat C. Nah, he get a C+, because I know what he is. He above average.
I don't know what the fuck he is. I can't tell you. If he stay healthy and shit, then we'll be able to tell you. But that stunt, the shit that Jay Gruden put on last year, and putting fucking
Kirk Cousins
and what the nigga?
Jimmy Clausen.
Jimmy Clausen and them? Come on, man. He was really disrespecting that, man. Jay Gruden was on, and he was talking shit in press conferences about him. Jay Gruden was violating all type of shit. That's an F-. That might be the worst coach out here. All right, so now here we are. All right, come on. What you got? Here's the bottom list. So I think starting off, and what is this?
What's this level? Because school lunch is
garbage can. Garbage. This ain't school
this is,
lunch.
This no, this is inmate. Lunch. This is what.
Oh, this is prison.
Prison food.
Okay.
It's shit on the shank. Shit on the shank list.
Whoop booty shit like that.
All right. Tennessee first. Tennessee Titans.
Ken Whisenhunt. Marcus Murray. Where do you get Whisenhunt? He get a C- from me. Mariota gets a C.
for me.
What you got?
Matt Earl got to get a C+.
We can't go by. We got to go by the coach. You know Ken Winslow. What you got on Ken Winslow?
No, well, no, it ain't shit.
So what you got? What's the grade?
C-.
So C- and C. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Big Mike over here, M.O.B.
I agree with that, too.
I'm gonna do, we all C- and C, so that's why they head this shit off. Is this where we put San Francisco in the last group, right?
Put San Francisco in the last.
Both of them groups cool. Either way, you can swap these out. So
I think Oakland.
With not David Carr, Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
And Jack Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, Jack Del Rio.
So, yeah.
What do you give Jack Del Rio?
I give Jack Del Rio about a C+.
What do you give David Carr?
A C.
Derek Carr.
I put them over Tennessee.
Do the Jets go here with Geno? There's nowhere else for them to go, so I guess they do go here.
We might have another group, depending.
Oh, God.
What you give Oakland?
Who?
Jack Del Rio.
David Carr and Del Rio. D&D.
Oh, double D's.
They all right. Del Rio and David.
What you give
them? A D, baby.
What you give
them? C-.
Fair enough. D&D. Double D.
So, I know we got the Browns and the Jaguars left.
And here's their group. So, let's put a line on that one.
Well, no, nah, I mean, it's in the coach. Isn't there somebody else who can fit in this group?
What, you going to say Jacksonville?
No. Nah. I mean, it's Browns, Jacksonville, New York. Who else is left?
New York is who you fit in that group.
Geno gets in this group.
Geno gets in that group. Geno and Tom.
Hey, man, you got to put my boy out there.
Who?
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, he coming up next. He bringing up the rear.
He want to give a special kiss ass to Johnny Manziel.
Let's just put a line through them.
Not even the Jets.
Not even the Jets. Oakland and Tennessee go down.
Prison lunch. Oakland, Tennessee, and the prison lunch.
And now let's go straight to the trash can.
This is food you want to feed nobody.
This is third world GMO. This is bullshit. The Jets go first. Geno Todd Bowles. Come on down.
What do you trash. Get, Geno? F. What do you get, Todd Bowles? You got to give
him a
C.
He got
a
C.
I get Todd Bowles a C. Geno gets a D minus.
D and F. L for the coach.
How you going to give
you
him an
know
L?
Him yet.
You don't know him yet.
Who?
Todd Bowles.
Where you from?
He was the defense coordinator in Arizona.
Yeah.
I think you got to get
defense coordinator.
Defense. Yeah, I think you give him. I think you got to get everybody a C.
Yeah. I'm going with that logic. That's what I'm going with that logic.
I'll give Geno my F D.
Okay. You can get
Geno. Everybody C F C F. You say C D.
Yeah.
C D's nuts. Alright. So now coming up is who?
Manziel?
No. He's last. Who's the other team?
Jacksonville.
I thought he wanted to kill Manziel the fireworks send off. A shit of shit.
Your guy. Right? That's who he was banking on the whole season last year. What was his name? What's that crap?
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles. Yeah, what'd you give him?
I give him a C minus. D. I give him a D plus. I give him a D plus and I get a coach.
Bradley Gus?
Gus Bradley. I give Gus Bradley a D minus. So.
I'm going to go ahead and go. F+.
Okay.
They trash.
Mr. M.O.B.
It's hard. F and F.
All right, now here it is. The last one bringing up the rear is old Cleveland Browns. They got a rookie head coach, right? No, they second year head coach. Mike
Pettine.
I remember watching the Falcon games, and it looked like the coaches are having a battle who can worst coach who. It was a shitty coach. Remember we called each other like, what the fuck?
I was at that game.
What is he doing? This shit was back and forth. Who? It was like it was one up. No, I suck your bachelor. No, I suck your bachelor. No, I'm the worst coach. No, not my title. This shit was awful. He gets enough. And Johnny Manziel, white lightning. F. Minus.
Mr. Mubby.
Come on, man. I can't give Manziel a help, though.
I take up. Pitting gets a D. Manziel gets an F minus.
We remember the first time, because Red Zone was clipping to all his.
We were on the phone. He had the worst debut in NFL history.
That shit was horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
He stuck up the joint.
Manziel was so bad, he made us come up with the term sports gold digger.
Yeah, he's awful. Nah, he's F minus. He is by far the worst quarterback starting in the league.
Might well go to drop out of school, son. This ain't for you.
This ain't for you. Sell dope, son.
He rich, though.
I don't give a shit.
Make it rain.
Is he? What is his grade?
You know what I think, man. I'm just talking shit. Manziel ain't shit. He get an F. Not an F minus, but an F.
What the coach get? It don't matter.
I don't care about the coach. All
right, so that's all 32 teams, correct?
That's 32.
As a recap, we're not going to do a recap. That's all 32.
No, recap it, because we so far from the top. We done went to the sewer. We had to clean off. You can't even walk in the house with these shoes. You got to leave these on the porch. You got to rinse off with the hose. Well, we just came from.
You got to sit outside for a couple of days.
Your wife will stop you. Whoa, no. Rinse off with the hose in the back. Take them shoes off. Take them pants off on the porch. Now walk in the house. That's what we just came from.
All right, so the Patriots, the Packers.
All right, say the steakhouse, then say.
So we're in Mourns. Our top level group is Mourns. Our top tier group is Mourns. That's the Patriots, the Packers, the Saints, the Seahawks. Then the five Brazil group for us is Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Denver, and the Colts. Houston's is Arizona, Dallas, the Detroit, San Diego, Cincinnati,
which Bengals, I vehemently disagree with still,
and Carolina. Longhorn is the Falcons.
Robbery.
The Rams, St. Louis Rams, Kansas City, Miami. Golden Corral is Chicago and Philadelphia. The school lunch group is Minnesota, Buffalo, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, and Washington. The prison lunch group is Tennessee and Oakland. And the trash is the Jacksonville, and the Browns.
And there you have it, folks. If you want to eat steakhouse in Atlanta, if you want to come to Digital Dare to see how you rate your steakhouse, the way we rate our quarterbacks and coaches, we did it to a T. We had a few disagreements, but I think you'll make out all right.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Getting everybody ready for football season. This is the quarterback coach steakhouse comparison. Go back and check out podcast number 62, which is the quarterback steakhouse comparison, which you'll find not too much change. Maybe some new names in there, like people like Manziel and Jameis Winston. People who weren't just in the league last year, those people would probably be subbed in. Other than that, it's still pretty much 80% of it is still relevant. I think that's a good podcast. Again, football season is coming up. We're going to have Falcons football week, Rise Up week again coming up. Going to have an AFC, NFC preview. All the good football stuff, getting everybody ready for football season. Thank you guys for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.